الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منجي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم والله صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت للقاء أعظمه فطال من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقرب أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي يرجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. As usual, before starting our program, as per the command of our honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Mujaddi of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Hazrat is before every bayan, made muzakra of one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Karim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we can make out from this dua in the hadith, is the preparation of Ramadan. We should prepare for Ramadan well in advance. And preparing of Ramadan is not the end for our aunties may be thinking that it might need now. We should restore putting the samosas in the freezer, making the fries. No, that's not the preparation. In fact, we're seeing now adverts for ego that we eat shop with. When Ramadan is hardly here, we are think that one rosa and already eat shopping. So what is the preparation of Ramadan? Before that, Ramadan itself very briefly, and I would appeal and invite everyone to come and spend Ramadan with us in Azad Mufti Abdul Samad Sahib many times has given his invitation to come spend Ramadan here in Central Masjid. But himself he says, I can understand. So I invite you to come and spend and try and get some glimpse of what Ramadan is. Otherwise, Ramadan just comes and goes. How many Ramadans of our state and when? And we haven't got the inkling of what Ramadan is. So very briefly, just we try to explain what we also know about Naswazal Al-Mashayas Barakat, that we try to explain what Ramadan is. In this ayat, Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. An announcement, what is the month of Ramadan? What a great month. And whose kalam Allah is saying, the month of Ramadan. Like somebody saying, this business, that car, this medicine, that tonic, what you say about it? Allah says, the month of Ramadan, what you say. And what is that month? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. It is that month of Allah is saying, that the Qur'an Sharif was revealed in that month. What a great and honorable month this is, that the Qur'an, what a kitab Allah Ta'ala has revealed. And to all how the Quran Sharif Allah has explained and defined what the Quran Sharif is. Here Allah Ta'ala says, Hudan lin nas. It is a guidance for mankind. And if any person, you want to do some work, you want to open a business, you want to go study something, how to do it, somebody tells you, this is how you go on. You do this, you do that, you see that person. Now you go through the thing, you are indebted to that person, you show me the way. Whatever it is, a business you want to do, you want to reach somewhere, desperately you want to reach, somebody tells you, you go like this. Or you tell somebody, just hold on. This person wants to go, then you go and just take him away. Now you sit and then you go in. This is the Qila. Hudan lin-nas. It is a guide, not only for mu'minin, but lin-nas, for all of mankind. It is a guide to take you in this world to Allah, to the pleasure of Allah. And if you have found Allah, a tu mera, to her shame, zami meri, falak mera. If you nahi mera, to koi shay nahi. If you are mine, Allah, everything is mine. The earth is mine. The heavens are mine. If you are not mine, I've got nothing. And it is this Quran Sharif that takes you to us. And in the Akhirah, Quran Sharif will take you to Jannah. And what are the methods of Jannah? What a giant is this Quran. Hudan lin-nas. And bayani, bayans, many bayans, plural. How many bayans in the Quran made a Buddha of guidance? Any like for anything else, like scientists or students studying science, they study experiment, how to do this experiment. Then finally you do the experiment, you get the results. In anything else, in maths, you work out some equations and that. In geometry, in trigonometry, and what results it gives you. This Quran Sharif, it gives you his bayans, may of hidayat. And when a person has got hidayat, he's got guidance. It is the Quran, Buddha linas, Ubay yinati, mina Buddha. Many bayans of hidayat in this Quran Sharif. How to do something, how to reach something, how to do this, everything. Today, you get financial advices. They advise you how to make money, how to become rich. And what a big plan. If they knew, they should do it first. But why they not doing it and becoming rich? They just taking out money from you all and telling you how. One person in this like this put an effort in a paper can become rich quick, send an envelope, put a 20 rand note. Send an envelope, self-address, put a 20 rand note. We just send a small note back, work harder. So, and he's collecting 20 rand notes all the time. And that was those days, now maybe 200 rand notes. And how many people fall for almost? But the Quran actually guaranteed prescription. But not one way, not two way, not from one aspect, from so many aspects the Quran explains of dialogue from. Not only how to become rich, and the real object of riches is not wealth. Al-ghina, ghina nafs, contentment of the heart. That is the object of wealth. Many of us, we forget the object. We just want money, big money. We are home so much. But we got no happiness. We got parishan stuff. We more parishan with all that wealth. One king saw a beggar come in front of his footpaths, pavement, and he had a big amama. He gave the poor man better, he opened up his amama. He gave up two thick naans, rotis, thick ones. He ate them up just like that, no soup, no tarkari, no nothing. And from his gardens, like we have mass, the gardens, cardboard, he drank water, and he made that amama of his pillow. And before his head reached the pillow, he was snoring on it. The king said, if I can get 1 minute sleep like that, I am prepared to give my whole kingdom to that person. This is what we want. Maulana Tawi Rahmatullah Ali said, Saman e Rahat aur cheez hai, Rahat aur cheez hai. Today, they have been monitored, never become despondent what's happening in the dunya, what the enemies are plotting. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرُوا اللَّهُ لِيُّهِرَ دِينَهُ عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّ Allah will make His name plunge over all the things. So at the time when the Jewish protocols were being written, they were deciding one of the protocols was to fool the people of the world, that we tell them to get the things of God, money, mansions, cars, the holidays, clothes, all the things of comfort. And we bluff them that that is comfort. Whereas comfort is something else. At the same time, in my little analysis, Allah inspired Maulana Ali al-Mustari to say this purpose and his words, that Samani Rahat Qarat is that Rahat Qarat. Just we want to prepare too much of this very, well, just give you one example that which we all can understand. Sleep is something else and a bed is something else. You have 10,000-15,000 rand in your pocket, you can buy the best bed in the market. But sleep, with millions of rands, you can't buy sleep. You might love yourself also that you sleep in tablets or injections. You could have for a while, but finally it doesn't help. You land in a main hospital and you commit suicide. You kill people and finally you yourself commit suicide. But comfort is something else, sleep is something else, and a bed is something else. So riches is something else, and contentment of heart is something else. If you are a multi-millionaire and you're still standing out of your house by your shop door, you retire now, supposed to be old man, got no work, you're sitting on the chair and all the time, Gena Mama, Tenga Mama, Gena Mama, Tenga Mama, you still have a beggar, you're not a rich man. All that what you have got, all the advertising, advertising, you still won't be a good business. You're not a rich man. A rich man who is content. And what he has got, that is what is riches. Al-Ghina, Ghina, that's the words of Sarkari Ba'al, Sarkari. So that is what we have to describe. So this Quran gives you the Bayyinati min al-Huda, one Furqa. The third quality, Bayyinati min al-Furqa. It is many, many bayans of Furqa. Furqa, the capacity, the capability of decision, a decision maker. And a person who can make correct decisions. The Quran gives you so many bayans by which you can make correct decisions. Everyone here to make decisions all the time. Whether it's in the business, whether it's in the house, whether it's your personal life, all the time you have to make decisions. And a person who's blessed to make correct decisions, then how fortunate is not. And to God, just see by the Quran Sharif, not only do you yourself become a decision maker and a correct decision maker, but you are a Maulana, people call you Huzur, they call you Hazrat, you don't know nothing about medicine. But people are asking you, must we do this operation or what must we do? Must we go to this doctor? You don't know. But Allah is putting it in their hands, he's such a decision. But in business, they come to you for advice. You don't know anything about business. You've got nothing to do with business. But all matters, they're coming to you and asking you for advice. It is a barakah of the Quran Sharif. This is which Allah has said in the month of Quran. وَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهَرَ. Those who find this month, honor this month. Celebrate this month. How was the celebration of this month? But in the song, keep Qusna. We know celebration, only celebration we know is like feasting. But there is a great way of celebration, and that is by fasting. That was the Shaykh of Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Salaam Rahmatullah. When he got his citizenship of Saudi Arabia, which he was, that didn't mean anything, but right at the doorstep of the research of Allah, and that gave him his residence. Which was right at the doorstep of the research of Allah. So he kept Roza for 40 days to celebrate. So we also sometimes celebrate by keeping Roza. And that gives you some great mammon, we usually just party, right? All that we do. But sometimes we rose also celebrate. So Allah said, this month of Ramadan, celebrate this great holiday. It's a celebration of the Quran Sharif. And celebrate it by fasting during it. And 20 rakats of the Tarawih at night, listen to the whole Quran Sharif. That is the honoring of this month. So this is the great month that is coming, and there is much more details. Which we try and explain, but just now, little bit. Yeah. so much, inshallah. Let us try and understand what is this reason. What was, if we come to understand the month of Ramadan, it won't be like a burden for us. When we don't know what is the month of Ramadan, we feel, oh, what a burden. Like one, Mawlana also didn't know, he also thought it's a burden. So he told his Musallis, month of Ramadan is coming again, we go to Inshallah. And now you have to die, suffer, stay hungry. Mm-hmm. And at night you will suffer, you will make 50 rakats down. People will say, oh, what a burden. They ask Mawlana, from where does Ramadan come? So you say it comes from the west, because the moon rises in the west. So it comes, when will Ramadan come? Either 29 Shaban, if it doesn't come 29, sure, it comes on the 30th. It won't miss, it will come on the 30th. So we went on the western side of the town, and this is the eastern side, not eastern side. So the western side, we went there on the 29th of Shaban. They're waiting now when Ramadan, they thought it's some human being or somebody who comes Ramadan. And he brings this musibah for us that we have to stay hungry. And we have to make the army get up for saving, etc. So it happened so that the person was coming on his camel to tell them, say, this must be Ramadan. So one rice farcet will first ask him, who is he? So his name happened to be Ramadan. So just the same chat. And they started to get laughing at that. But the pitch sticks and he said, what's wrong? Always I pass through here, nobody ever fights with me in this way. They say, no, you are the one who causes them. When we don't know the value of Ramadan, this is what. When we know, then Allah prepares Jannah every year. How beautiful is Jannah? Allah will be Jannah. And Allah decorated it every year from Muharram. Allah decorates Jannah for the coming of Ramadan. So how beautiful is it? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the month of Rajab, before that, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, wa sha'ban, wa ballighna Ramadan. On the other hand, you see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if I take a morsel of food, and I don't know whether it will reach my mouth, I don't know, hope I live till that time. But for Ramadan, from before Rajab, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua, wa ballighna Ramadan. What a great month it must be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is desirous, Ya Allah, let me reach Ramadan and let me get the barakah at Ramadan. So it must be a very, very great month. So we should prepare for this. So in this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi hajr, give us barakah in the month of hajr. What is the barakah of hajr? We all know hajr is the month of the mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the barakah of this month, the mi'raj. And the barakah and the sum total of mi'raj is a great gift. Not beauty, pleasing beauty, but the great gift of namaz that Allah has given us. And Allah, everything else that Allah has made further, even to the extent of iman itself, Allah bidil ayyuhalladhina aamanu, bring iman. Allah told the people, bring iman. That command came on the earth. Every command came on the earth. But for namaz, that command didn't come on the earth. For that first, a heart transplant was done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was taken out, washed with some purified, because a great event is taken. Something very great is going to happen. Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what? Go to Baitul Muqaddas, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes imamah of all the Anbiya, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is honored with Imamul Anbiya, the Imam of all the Anbiya. Then visits all the Anbiya in the heavens, Isa alayhi sallam, Ibrahim alayhi sallam, etc. Finally goes and helped by the Arsh of Allah. Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the guide all the time, the refer. And it comes to a point where he says, from this point, if I have to go to the extent of one hair further, I will be reduced to ashes. I will be burnt out, I can't go anymore. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and meets Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. The greeting that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented to him. All types of praise belong solely to monetary praise, praise, verbal praise, bodily praise for Allah, it is only for you. And then, and this is the mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. الذي قال السلام عليك أيها النبي. Peace be upon you. And what a meeting it was with Allah. And when we read this also in our own, when we read the Tahiyyat, we read that at the end of the Namaz, Surah Al-Fatiha, Fatiha, and Shaheen, then also think that Allah blessed me when they arise, when they close meeting, that has my Namaz been there, that I met Allah. We just read and our mind is where and where. But think now that Allah has left and As-Salaamu Alaika Ayyuha Nabi. By the barakah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah blessed me also with that Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was physical. We just in thought it is our Mi'raj when we meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then see Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, how he considered the whole Ummah, As-Salaamu Alayna Wa Alayhi Salaam. This great effect with the time when you're so close to your beloved, you don't think of anyone else in your world. Everyone you forget. But the reason of the time, he didn't forget his Ummah at any stage. When he was passing away, he remembered his Ummah. When Allah will send him and he'll sit on your throne and go to Jannah, he will remember his Ummah. And full Sirat, he will remember his Ummah everywhere. When he's meeting with Allah, he remembers his Ummah. And particularly, وَعَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ. Try to become عِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ. Try and become a muttaqi. That is عِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And what does muttaqi mean? Stay away from gunas. Fulfill all the commands of Allah. And you get in a special salam of the Rasulullah. وَعَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ. The malaika becomes so happy at this. أَشْهَدُ وَتَعَىٰ إِلَّهِ اللَّهِ. That the oneness of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So anyway, here then, Allah Ta'ala made namaz daily, does he give 50 namazes a day, Allah made fara. And finally, it came to 5 namazes. We have heard this topic many times, the whole thing is the details of it. But Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يُمَتَّلُ الْأَوْلُ الْلَدِيَّ وَمَا مَنَمْ إِزْوَانْ لَهُمْ لِلْعَالِ. My words don't change. And I don't do any wrong in oppression to my... I say 50 namazes, I've reduced it to 50, but the sawab is still of 50 namaz. You make 5 times namaz today, you get the sawab of making 50 namazes a day. One namaz on every day, 20-30 minutes, will do preparation every day. 50 namazes, 24 hours, of whole nation only going namaz. Hey, and there's nothing to be worried about. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ just for Allah's Iman, for no other purpose we are here. So even 50 namazes a day, and Allah is the provider. Now we are blessed, my shop is providing, my job is providing, but Allah alone is the provider. Then also Allah Ta'ala should provide. If you got 10 shops, and if you are earning, you are making money from your career, we get blessed in this also. And for example, there are 10 drums. Each one has got 100 liter capacity. So 10 drums is 1,000 liters, the capacity. So if you have 10 drums connected, they will give you 1,000 liters. And you have one drum, 1,000 liters, it will give you 1,000 liters. So whether you have one shop, you have 10 shops, Allah is it. And in that one shop, he can give you a 10, not what you can, he'll give you a 10. How much is fixed for you? Whether you got one shop, 10 shops. You got drop of plants and you got whatever else, filling stations, but what is fixed for you? Allah will give you. It's not to what this material we get left with that. So even if you're supposed to be namazes, Allah should provide. We should look up that Allah made it 5 and he gives us the result of 4. So namaz is that gift which Allah gave on the occasion of Mi'raj. We all also go somewhere, we travel, we bring something home, we bring a souvenir. For the children, for the wife, for the children, brothers, we buy something from that country, whatever. Allah sent for us something from outside the world. He sent 5 times namaz for us. And that was that we connect with Allah. And Allah Ta'ala gave us that. So it is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala of the 5 times mass. So during, this is the great barakah of the month of Rajab, that Allah gave us our 5 times mass. And it was made for us, not on the earth, but on the Nabi Ali. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and this gift was given to us. You bring a gift from wherever you went, your pair of shoes, you give it to your wife, you share it, that's it, how you feel. So when we don't make our namaz, we are rejecting this gift. And what a sad condition it is. And if that person accepts that gift and honors it as it's supposed to be honored, appreciates it, honors it, how happy you. And then again, this gift was brought by Nabi alayhi salam wa salam between us and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa salam 1400 years. How did this gift come here? Great, great Sahaba the great Fuqaha, the great Muhaddithin, the great Sulaha, the Awliya, and then our great, great Ulama, they brought this namaz. And today, 1400 years, again, South Africa in better management, we got that namaz exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, what Allah gave on the Arsh, we have got that namaz here. So who brought this namaz to create? That from whose hands it has passed on, and today we got that namaz. So Allah has given us this great ibadah of namaz. Namaz, Allah. Allah has created Malaika, whose whole life they only made priyam standing, like we stand in namaz. Other Malaika, whole life, whole time priyam only in ruku. Others all in a sitting position. Others all the time in sajda. Others tasbih, others zikr, others tilawat. The ibadah of all the Malaika. Hey Allah, those who do not, who cannot think of Islam. And the only ibadah, all the ibadah Allah gave to the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in full. We got qiyam in our namaz. We got ruku in our namaz. That farishta was only in sajda, we make sajda also. We sit also. All the ibadah, where there is zikr in our namaz, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is tilawat of Quran Sharif in our namaz. There is dua in our namaz. Rabbana zanna in Islam. There is the praises of Allah in our namaz. The ibadah of all the malaika Allah gave to this ummah in two rakats of namaz. What a great, great gift it is. And then again, Allah Akbar, the creation of Allah Ta'ala. They are also in ibadah. Those who are not mukallaf, human beings and jinnah. The rest of the creation of Allah is also all the time in the obedience of Allah. Trees are in the same position, qiyam all the time. Four-legged animals, they are in ruku all the time. And mountains are in a sitting position all the time. And snakes and things that crawl on the ground, they are in sajda all the time. Waterfalls, the sound, and the river and the sea sound, they are in tasbih and zikr of Allah Ta'ala also. Then the sound of the wind when it blows is also in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Every animal besides the donkey, what sounds it makes is also the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So all are engaged in the zikr, in the tilawat, in ruku, sajda, the ibadah of the whole creation of Allah Ta'ala. And that gave to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in two rakats of namaz. What a gift that Allah has given us. This namaz which Allah Ta'ala has given us, where the whole stage was set, everything, all the awliya came. There was a whole scene, like we had some big event, a jalsa, anything, and we prepare the stage, all the arrangements are made, the final details, everything. And there's one great guest speaker, the final one that is coming. The other speakers come just to prepare also, and finally he comes. So Allah prepared the whole stage as far as dunya's point of view is concerned. As far as deen's point of view is concerned, now perfection came in the world. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes on the stage. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brings all ibadah which has also reached perfection. Namaz was for the other Anbiya, but namaz perfection reached in this Ummah. Zakah, Hajj, Roza, every ibadah, tilawah, zikr, all Quran Sharif is a combination of all the kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, all the kitab. So when everything was perfected, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and God brings him on his day. And with him, he brings all the perfect ibadah. And Allah gives His ummah in two rakats of namaz all that ibadat also in the namaz. In our namaz, there is roza also. In namaz, Ramadan after Eid, we are keeping roza.
Though it's not the month of Ramadan,
but when we namaz, we roza. We are not allowed to eat. In namaz, there is zakat also. Zakat is to spend money. You have to spend money for water to make wudu, ghusl. Your place must be parked, your clothes must be parked. For that you need money. There is zakat also. There is hajj in namaz also. Hajj is moving from Makkah to Mina, to Arafah, to Muzdalifah, to Mina, to Makkah, movement. So in namaz there is movement also all the time. In namaz there is tilawat of Quran Sharif also. In namaz there is zikr also. In namaz there is dua also. There is tasbih also. The perfection of ibadah of this ummah, Allah gave it to us in two rakats of namaz. How much do we appreciate this namaz? This namaz is such an ibadah that Allah has made it. The house of Allah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he built his masjid, he said, I won't make any collection for my masjid. Because he said, you build your house and you will collect my people, what will the people say? You build in your own house, Allah's house, and you have to make collection for Allah's house, Allah will make the arrangement. So this house of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has done, we donate everything, but it fits Allah's house with things. Then Allah has made the arrangement that the Muslim will call out the Azhar. In the days of before, it was by the Mina on top. You should go personally, right on top. In Spain, there is a masjid done today, and the Minara is still kept. But then he said in Al-Tabin that day that it's a Minara, now there's a cross on the moon. Right? Al-Tabin that day, when it will be a masjid that day. And a very tall Minara. One close friend of ours said, when he visited there, he went to the top. He was young, healthy, but he was puffing and panting. He couldn't imagine how did the Muslim five times a day go on top. And to go up, there were not steps, ramps, right through to the top. Then the guy explained, when the Muslim used to go up to give azan, there was a horse, that's why it was a ramp. And the horse would run up and take him up to give. Anyway, the azan was still so high, so the voice played. And how many? We are blessed, we are weak. So Allah gave us the microphone. Just on the mic, and the voice is far away. Allah made it easy. It's all Allah's design, which Allah is working on. So anyway, so Allah made that the core come to the house of Allah. That Allah's greatness, four times of God. Allah is the greatest in the east, the west, the north, the south. Today scientists have broken up chemicals into many, many more different. But the basic chemicals are four. Fire, water, wind, and sand. These are the four basic chemicals. Today they've broken it down into more. Allah is more greater than the four chemicals of which the whole world was created. Then the oneness of Allah, Tawheed is called. The Risalat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we are called to success. And Allah says, your success is in my masjid, in my house. I see my success in my shop. I see my success in my job. I see my success in my madrasa, in my darul uloom. But Allah says, your success is in the masjid. So that is what Allah is calling us five times a day. How keen Allah is to give us the success. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come towards some great success. And again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Up and down, east, west, north, south, Allah is it. Up and down also, Allah is the greatest in everybody. And the final conclusion, La ilaha illallah. There is no one besides Allah. He is the only one. Then that is the kimya. That is the alchemy of every success when the reality of La ilaha illallah comes in person. The Muslims have written, the end of the tasawwuf is the starting of the soul. Where you started, you end that there. What is it? You started with La ilaha illallah. But then empty La ilaha illallah. Like small children in the madrasa, at the top of their voices, they're reading their five kalimas, shouting, loudly, but they don't know the meaning or anything. The end of the soul is the thing when you reach La ilaha illallah. But now, it's a capsule that is filled with 2 million malikas. But 10 million milligrams of tawheed. There's no more in them. There's little child who started. You're anything to start with La ilaha illallah. That's just the word. And when you make a correct effort, then you go through all the things and you come back again to life. So the Azam teaches us that. That great success. So Allah says, come for your success here in the Masjid. For 5 times a day, and Allah has made it such, you are the wealthiest man of the town. You alone build the Masjid. Hey, alone. But the place in the Masjid, you cannot reserve it for yourself. The poorest man can come and he will take that place. And Allah has proven it to us in most of our Masjid. We regard the Masjid perhaps to be the lowest, unfortunately, or we regard it to be the poorest, but he gets the best. They are actually behind the Imam. And people will fight if somebody else stands there. Give that place of hope for the Masjid. What did he build the Masjid? What does he contribute in the Masjid? But how Allah made it that Allah, the best place in the Masjid is directly behind the Imam. And Allah made it you the richest man. You the most cleverest man. But Allah made it you force it. And you say, give him that place. That is his place. Nobody else must come. Some Jamaat come and he sit there. People go across over the Jamaat. Now, just leave that place. It's not reserved for him. But Allah has made it such. So anyway, so Allah called us 5 times for our complete success. Allah said, come to the Masjid. For our, this 5 times, namaz, Allah Ta'ala has called us. It is also every person, like a little child, he wants his mother. That mother, we were born there, but brother along, and one child was crying, screaming. Mother took the child to the bathroom, and the child was still screaming, making a big noise. Left the child alone, and came over to the mother. The child, what he did, coming like a humble sheep, he came back to the mother. It has to come back. So Allah made it, no matter where you are, come back. You are my goodness. And that feeling, if we can develop our namaz, how one comfort that for a child feels, who was crying, making sin, stubborn with the mother, I want this, I want that, and what is nothing, you can't please the child. Whatever you do, the child is just screaming. But when the child finally comes in the arms of the mother in the left, then how the child feels solace. If we develop and make our Islam, this is what is called Islam. And in Islam is to make our namaz. To be regular with our namaz and make namaz what namaz is. Wallah. And just as Maulana was explaining, just as you hear the azan, already you will find solace. And whatever problems you have got, if you make some effort on our namaz, you will find it. And when you put your first step in the masjid and you read Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmati, open the doors of your rahmat on you, and you come in the masjid, it's a complete different environment. Masjid is such a place that you are so busy in the shop. What you're doing? Then you come in serene. There's peace, there's calmness. And if we can make namaz, let me discuss on that. What is this one namaz? Namaz is salatin muwadda'in shuddahum. That is making wada. Like the girl when she gets married, we say we're making her wada. 3 o'clock, we make wada. We come up 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock, we make wada. We send her away with the groom, with the groom's party. That girl where she was born, where she grew up, she lived with her brothers and sisters, she played with them, she fought with them, everything she did, the father's protection, the mother's love. Now when they make wada, it is like taking silk and pulling it out from thorns and giving it away. And like that, that girl gives her away. If we can make our namaz like that, when we lift our hands like a soldier who surrenders, and we surrender to Allah, and we throw our office behind us, we throw our shop behind us, we throw our house behind us. We are making namaz for 40, 50 years, but still, the body is here in the masjid, but we just stay present, we tell the body, you stay there, 20 minutes, I'm going back to the office. Your mind is in the office. I'm going back to the shop again. I got some work there. You calculating here in your namaz, and you are working out things. What namaz is? The namaz, more than what it is, the namaz of the body, it must be the namaz of the roh, of the soul. But the soul, we just come here, and like somebody comes from work, I drop you off, I pick you up after 1 hour, you finish your work. So we just drop the body off in the masjid, and we go back again. We didn't make wada. So this namaz, if we do it like that, then the connection, how the child is, how finds comfort with the mother, wallah, we find that comfort in namaz. And it comes in the hadith, a person is the closest to Allah when he's in sajda. It will be like you in the lap of Allah. And every person, no matter who you are, like for example, Ayub Khan was the president of India or Pakistan. It was famous about him, he ruled the whole country and Iron Fist. But in his house, his wife ruled him. Then he couldn't rule his wife. She ruled him, though he ruled the whole country. So every person, no matter how great you are, you can be even such a, you can be like Hitler, you can be like Andrew Khan, you can be like anyone, but everyone, you need somebody superior who you can put your back on. Who you find, you got some support. And that says, I want that kindness. Then Allah refreshes that 5 times a day. You come here and wallah, we make little effort on our namaz, you feel that support. I got my support. And a person who's got some, a person who got no support, nobody that he can turn to, what is the plight of that poor person? Namaz and building our iman is you realize, you feel, and Allah is my support. And wallah, a person who has found Allah is his support, there is no question of depression. Worst problems can come. He'll make his asbab, his means to do this, to do that. But he knows at the end, Allah is there. No matter what happens now, Allah is there. And we have to work it in such a way that not at the end, but at the beginning, Allah is there. That in all matters, no matter what people want you, this is now, you laws are like this, income tax laws are like this, this is like this, this is like that. But Allah is there. But Allah is there. And for such people, Allah's help also comes from heaven. So namaz is there, that where you find that support. Where you find, where you can, like the child runs to the mother, and the mother grabs the child, embraces the child, namaz is there. Such a great ibadat Allah has given us in this month of Rajab. And this is this month, this ibadat of namaz. Also, another thing, 3 aspects. That first of all, let us become regular with our 5 times namaz. Many of us are not. Those who feel also we are making 5 times, but if you analyze, you'll see we are still missing many namazes. Yeah, and where namazes get, we don't make that. Those of us who are making namaz, and we feel we're making it with jamaat, if we keep a roster, we will see how many of our namazes are not made with jamaat. We think like that. We wishful thinking. Khushbini is a terrible disease also. A person feels, I'm sincere, I'm humble. But really if it goes for the test, then you'll find out. We couldn't call me hatifa. Just a word is not sufficient. The reality must be there. So how many of us are not regular still? You think they are regular with 5 times a month. But we are. With how many imams, the week it's not the imam, the jamaat and namaz also goes away. Many imams are like that also. When it's imam, they week, then they are there regular. But not imam week. So when that is the case of the imams, then what will be the case of people who have got imam week? We are still very weak. So to become regular with namaz. And then another very important thing, see our qazai umri. Hey, many of us, we just don't think about it. How many of my analysis since the time that we became bali, mature? If we don't know when we became mature, take the age of 15 that we became mature. That time I was in 7th, 8th, I was in school. That time I started working and I wasn't making my analysis. Only when I got married, after 5 years of marriage, then I started making some analysis trying that time. And if we are owing Allah Ta'ala money, namaz we are owing. You owing, you buy goods from your supplier. You haven't paid me. What he tells you? First, settle the account, then I'll give you more goods. Then you don't settle, pay the account up, I'm not giving you more goods. We are owing Allah Ta'ala. And then we expect him, now, I just started namaz, not money. And I say, Mawlana, I spoke to Mawlana, I'm going to say, first make your namaz, then things will come right. 1 week I'm making namaz, nothing coming right. And how much you owing Allah Ta'ala? How many namazes you owing? That you're not thinking of. You're settling that. And some of them ask, you say, I made the hajj also. But still my problem is not getting solved. I made the ishraq also. It is like you are owing somebody 50,000 rand, 100,000 rand. When you go and visit him or something, you take some stock sweet for his children. Right? And he's saying, I'm so good to him, I can give his children stock sweet. But you're not talking about the 50,000 you own. So we own Allah first, Namazes, and we make it left in Namazes. First, set and get our priorities in order. Really, this is what is Islam. Hey, Islam, many of us, the so-called, we've got the Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, there isn't a single ayat in the Quran Sharif, there isn't a single hadith that is not filled with the soul, but people haven't understood the soul. What people feel the soul, all of us, myself included, if we have to hear that somewhere here, there is one Muslim who flies in the air, we all will go head over tax the Muslim. He flies in the air. But our ulama say, what Muslim is it to fly in the air? A fly also flies in the air. But if it is a great buzuki, that by flying you are a big buzuk, so the flies are very big buzuks, how much they fly? So you should go to a fly and say, Mr. Fly, or Mrs. Fly, they will be there. Such a great buzuk, you fly in the air. That is no buzuk. Or we hear somebody walks on the water. So Mrs. Fish swims in the water. And with what style she swims in the water also. So we should go to Mrs. Fish and say, maybe there are not a great buzuk. That is no buzuk. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah said, the soul is ma'alulatu ma'alulatu. Ilmu amaluka. What you know, your knowledge, things that you do, amal. That is all. And you only do how much you know, you practice. And it comes in the hadith, a person who practices on what he knows, and that gives him from his side knowledge of what he doesn't know and he did not learn. Allah will open your heart to such knowledge which you cannot imagine. So this is what is the soul. The soul is not karamas, some supernatural things, some things out of this world. Many people regard buzurgi as that. Buzurgi, the soul is simply that you make amal on me. Taqwa is just this, nothing else taqwa. Simple definition of taqwa for us, that you have to stay away from the haram which Allah has made haram and do what Allah has commanded you to do. What is first read to that level is important, I must read. What is wajib to that level, sunnah and mu'akkara, what is nothing to that level, that is what is taqwa. And Allah has given this taqwa to you. If we did not have, we don't have to acquire taqwa. Taqwa, if we did not have taqwa, Allah shouldn't give us this command of taqwa. That stay away from haram. It is there, but you are not using it. It's covered, and the thing that you haven't been using for so long, gets covered with dust, gets covered with ash, gets covered with all other things. This is why you have to go to Mashaykh, that they will remove that ash, they will remove that rust and that dust. You got a lock, but you can't open it. No, you didn't open it. Now you have to open it. Now give it some for the oil, whatever. You get the locksmith, he'll help you to open it. So that is in the heart. But now you just need the locksmith to open up the taqwa and you can use it. So that is the moment. So this is what is the soul. That we do what Allah has commanded us and we stay awake. So our namazes, our past namazes. Then there are many of us, men also. We got many rosas also. In fact, Allah reward our friends, mashallah. We mentioned this briefly, that they are our friends. Why do they have high school? We were at college. You are a young person at work with your friends. And just to show a point, your first rosa you broke it, you drank a cold. Just for fun, you just broke your rosas. Now, or for any other reason, 60 rosas consecutively you have. Plus that one person. Alhamdulillah, how many friends in this day and age kept the 16? They covered it now. So find out the masalas and dream. And moreover, to our women. How many women that the rosas, every rosas, they can't keep the rosas, 8 rosas, 10 rosas, 7 rosas, they have to miss it every year. And I will keep it. And so far, procrastination. Before you know what, next Ramzan is here. Now it's gone to 15, 20 rosas. Before you know what, it's 50. You can't even think of it. You put it out of your mind. But till you don't keep that rosas, you won't be able to get a less rahmat of your house supposed to be. Clear your account with Allah Ta'ala.
This is what is the soul. The soul is nothing else to correct our matters.
So our roads are also correcting with all our ibadat. If you haven't paid zakat, pay your zakat. Bring up that I haven't paid zakat for 10 years. Why haven't we paying it correctly? Work it out and work towards it. And unless from one prescription to become rich, whether you great debts or whether you are a very poor person, it comes in a hadith, a person who may make the firm near that I must pay all my debts. And zakat is the biggest.
And you're owing other people, and you make your firm niyyah.
The same way it comes, a person who makes his firm niyyah by nikah to stay away from haram, Allah's promises Allah will help.
Then you will stay away from haram.
And your Allah will give you the money to pay your debts off. When your firm niyyah is there, you are generous. And the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, at the beginning you pay the starless debts. He took loans from people, and when the people saw that he pays on time, at the beginning they were apprehensive, and they were asking him, the day is coming close, you must pay up. But when he paid on time, and the Shaykh says, you take a loan, even if you have to sell some of your necessary property, like a car or anything, sell it, don't worry. Hey, one person, I think he's from hell, but he just wrote now. He also had problems, debts, and his credit cards, and the interest, and all that. He says, I sold my Merc, and I'm driving a Nissan Bucky. But he says, how it feels, people judge you what you drive. And because driving a Merc, I'm into Nissan Bucky, I'm driving. And now, how I feel, I told him, Allah has blessed you with the greatest thing. Allah will help such a person. And such a person will come out of his debt, and Allah won't stop his help. Allah will still keep on giving, and you will become so wealthy. Allah will help. One friend of ours, Abu Salam, Bangladeshi, in Brazil, they wanted to build a mosque. He was ordinary worker. How we get this migrant people coming working? And he had concern to build a mosque. He went for correction to Dubai and UK. In UK, what I told him, that's not the way you do correction. I asked him that one. He said, whatever you want, put it in. And he came in his heart, and he put it in. Today he's so wealthy, so wealthy. How much cars he owns, how much businesses, and what big business he's doing. So this is the way to become rich. And that what you want, invest it in the Allah. And especially your debts, make your firm intention, I'm going to pay no matter what happens, even my necessary things I'll say, but I can pay my debts unless help comes to such a person. So our qaza and namaz is seen to that also. And then seen to our qaza, rozas also, and anything else we have got qaza. And so namaz become regular with our namaz. The burden of Rajab is we become regular with our namaz. And then we do that namaz, our qaza namaz is also we perform. And the third thing with regard to this is, now make namaz a reality. Not just a picture of a namaz. Artificial flowers, what can be benefit? But today, most of us in our houses, in the toilet, we got artificial flowers. Just because the other people got artificial flowers, the Salaam Azizam said, this woman will follow the other people. Just like a lizard goes into the hole, they will follow the other people. Today they put artificial flowers in their bathroom, we also got artificial flowers. What worth is that artificial flowers? They want the ornaments, artificial fruit also. Banana, pear, apple. What is that? A soul. Today we have become so overtaken with artificial, our namaz is artificial. And we know what is the Quran Sharif itself speaks of one namaz. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Allah Ta'ala says there is azab, wail is a severe punishment for those who are making namaz. What kind of namaz? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ وَعَنْ مَنْكُرَ They're not making namaz, they don't make. All they're making, that their bodies in the masjid, that the important thing is still in their business. The important thing is now in New York, is now in Delhi, is now in Makkah Sharif. Whole world's chakkar we make, and why we are in namaz. So that kind of namaz, Allah says azam for such namaz. And another namaz, Allah speaks about, فَالْأَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ That those believers have become 100% successful, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Those people work on concentration, devotion, humble in their namaz. Namaz, outwardly also. How many of us in namaz, we are stretching here, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person makes wuzu at home. He comes from home, he's not teaching in anything, no stretch. He goes to the toilet, masjid, no teaching, wuzu, nothing. And he comes and he makes Allah Akbar, nice stretching in there. And this is such a contagious disease. When you start stretching, the person next to you starts stretching. And if it's a madrasa environment, small children, school, one box, all are open. So this is a better meaning. So namaz like this, that we are stretching three times in one posture, if we stretch, as the ulama, that namaz is not meaning. And how many times the imam is stretching so many times? And this is the condition of the imam, and the whole performs namaz is gone also. When he stretches in one posture, and this is happening, it's common. And we don't pay any attention. We are in namaz, our Shaykh Rahmatullah said, he said, I saw with my eyes a person of knowledge in namaz digging for diamonds. And not only digging, and then inspecting it also in namaz. And he says, you know what size is it? That's inspected in namaz. This is our namaz. We are laughing, but this is our condition. Namaz was mi'raj al-mu'min. We make it, we are feeling diamonds in our namaz. What kind of namaz is this? When we make salam in namaz, we go a little forward and we see who came today. This person came for Fajr or Islam here. We look this side. What kind of namaz? So we have to make our, this is the salam. Wallah, I say, this is Islam. To correct ourselves.
Ali, of Hargoy once presented us, he came to the Harun al-Razadar also.
He said, what is Islam?
We are not reading one guru that day. Today was Juma. Ask ourselves how many gurus we read. Read 10 times guru. This is Islam. How many people feel we don't read guru? So the poor Imam also has to read in a walk over there to make the people we also read guru.
But you don't have to read guru, Sharif.
We don't read guru, Sharif.
He said we don't read Yasin. How many of us read Yasin?
Maulana explained so much of Quran Sharif without ourselves.
How important. Ask ourselves who read our Quran Sharif.
Reading Surah, that also how many of us did.
And even if we did it, then how are we regular with it?
And Surah, reading Surah, Yasin, Tabarakalladhi, that is wazifas. To read Quran Sharif such a way that you make at least one khatam in the year, at least one khatam. That is the bare minimum. Otherwise, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبُّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. A case is going to be presented in the court of Allah by Al-Rasul, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is bringing the case. And that my people, they divorced themselves from Quran. That they had nothing to do with the Quran. Never touched it, never read it. This is our condition. Ramzans are coming and going, and very sadly, how many of us don't make one khatam in Ramzan? People are just reading one, two suparas, or not even that much. So preparation for Ramadan. So this is so very, very important that we read out. So this is what is Islam. We read Quran Sharif and ask ourselves, and what we get left with, nice gear we got, na'ai wa. Like what Amama goes on top of. And long extra long kurta also. So I'm pious. I look at myself in the mirror and I feel really I'm a good Krishna. Everyone is a kind of Krishna. And the people also who meet me at that, oh, he's a great Muslim and that. But ask yourself in your heart who you are. When you look at one person, mashallah, he wrote an email, he said, when I look at myself in my in the mirror, I want to run away from it. You fooling people, you're a big liar, you're the biggest munaf. That how you look at it and what are you? You know what you are inside. Realize what you are. And remember at the time of death, what is in the heart will come up. Your madublas sarai. That will be the day when secrets will be made known. If any one of us, our secret is to come out now, what will be our condition? That's a day, your madublas sarai. All secrets are going to be made open on that day. So what is our, this is what is Islam. Don't just fool yourself.
Don't fool your wife. Don't try to fool other people. Our sexual appearance is important. Maintain it. Definitely. But work on your inside. Don't think that it's just outside and in. Nah, and titles. Titles have destroyed us. Maulana, Allama, Hafiza, Hajiza. We were in one place. And there was a nice person. I liked him. And he was sitting and having meals. He was in Jamaat from India. And as we were talking, he said, I made 52 Hajj. 52 Hajj is a dream. And just as he said that, one person called him Chacha. He said, not Chacha, Hajisa. So that 52 Hajj reached, the idea was that I did Hajisa, 52 Hajj down. We are not worried about it. It comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif that a pitch black night, a pitch black stone, a pitch black end was. Nobody can see, nobody can hear. But more secretly than that, doing things from name and name comes in a person. And that you don't know it has come in. How many people, when they go for some cancer, the hospitals, doctors get, why you left it so long? You should have come long ago. You left it so long. You don't know you got cancer. We got cancer of name and face. And without sharing it up, it's going to come out in the cover, you know, to the survive. In the cover, we find out that I had the cancer, that I was doing things for him and pain. What is happening? And we know that this is what is Islam. This is what is Islam. This is what we try to bring within ourselves and our friends also, by talking about it. It must come in. Not just talking and telling other people. How much is it coming to me? This is what we have to see. So this is absolutely essential. And in Allah, it is written that a person that after all discussion of various need and intention are so important. That fa'imma nashrul ilm, to spread knowledge, ta'lim, you are teaching in the maktab, in the da'am, you know, whatever you are doing, and iftah, fatwa you are giving, bayans you are giving. But till you don't make the niyat of sawab, taqarrub ila Allah, there is no sawab. So perhaps you are teaching 30 years in that madrasa. You are making imamah for 30 years, but you didn't make the niyat of taqarrub, you will go in the qabr and with the ummi, with the hope that I will receive so much sawab. You see, there is nothing there. Nothing has been deposited in your account. You are depositing all the time in your account. When you enter check your bank balance, your statement, oh, zero, nothing, you are owing Allah forever. This actually happened when Zimbabwe was in its very big financial problems. One person, non-Muslim person, we had a pension fund. And he thought, now I'm on pension, now my rest of my life, I'll sit next time, collect my pension, comfortably I will live my life. He got a bank letter that he was coming to the bank, you have to sort out your account. He went in, and when they sorted that out, they said this is funny. Here is what happened. He only had so much balance in his account by which he could buy one banana. This happened in this world. Now imagine you, your whole life, you are paying into your pension fund. Now you are an old man, where are you going to go and work? And now you think I'm left comfortably, you have that need, and you only get one banana. If we go to the color, our niyats were not right. We didn't make niyats, we made wrong niyats. What would we had tried in the same way, and without checking up these things. So this is what we have to do. This is extremely important. So this is what is called Islah and Reformation. We are making, see, knowledge we were getting in the maktab, primary madrasa, the basic knowledge, which is basically sufficient for every Muslim. You have become a Hafiz, Ali, no problem, it's not for us. Very good, because we need, the whole community needs them, but for everyone to become Hafiz, Ali, it's not for us. But that is the Da'wah. We've got the Tabligh Jamaat, when mashallah people start making amal, many people who are offline, they start making amal, they become regular with their masters, etc. So all that, the knowledge you got, the amal you got, but the insight, the reality of that you will get in the khanda. That connection with that insight quality. Also, no way that I come across that Allah has said that in Allah al-Musallim, that Allah's help is for those who make namaz. It's true, Allah's help, but Allah isn't declared. That Allah's help is for those who keep roza, No man will have all of the time. But your inside qualities in the Allah, the Ma'an would be. Allah is for those people who have got that. وإن الله لمع المحسنين and that those who have got sifat al-ihsan وإن الله مع الصالحين those who make with qualities so these qualities we never think about the most a person becomes righteous pious he said he has good amal but the essence in that the life in it just the figure of the amal is not enough you have a picture of a lion that is not a lion. A lion in a zoo is also not really a lion, it's handicapped. He's in blind bars. The lion that is free, that is a lion. So the same way, just the picture of namaz is one thing. Reality of namaz is something else. And that we have to work on. Whole life we are passing and our namaz is just a picture of namaz. And in the cover, the picture of namaz is not going to happen. So this is what we have to try and work. So become conscious of this. That need, the picture of need, then the reality of need also has to come. This is essential and important for each and every person. And whoever will make the need come to walk this way of getting the reality, it is such a way that a person goes for Hajj and he passes away. In Ihram, that person passes away, that not only will Allah give him that full Hajj sawab, Allah appoints an angel farishta to make Hajj on his behalf every year. A person wants to become a Hafiz, that's why each one in here will become Hafiz. And spend 5 minutes, 2 minutes learning this difficulty. Allah accepts excuses. Allah himself says if you can't cry, just make the face of a crying person, that also I accept. So even just 2 minutes you spend learning one ayah, and the next day you forgot it, we know how it is. Children also say, again you forgot it, but all life together, Allah will raise you as a so a person wants to make this Islam get reality of being, and he's on that path and he dies and he did not get it, either Allah will give it to him just before he dies. Otherwise Allah will raise him with the Kamilin. Though he wasn't amongst the Kamilin and the perfect people, but he was on that path, Allah was raising the people. So may Allah give us tawfiq. The first part of preparation of Ramadan is namaz. The consistence of namaz. Regular with our prayers. Then see our Hazar namaz. Then bring the reality of namaz into us. And then see when we go into Shaaban, which inshallah we discuss tomorrow, and then we go into Ramadan and see what we will get, then we know what is Ramadan and we appreciate Ramadan. Well, that is all.